The night after I learned they uncovered a plan to dynamite the daycare center, I reached back in time for my frail infant son, swaddled in a blanket after ritual circumcision, and when I found him, I lowered him into the snow-covered earth of Canada, then withdrew him to consecrate, if the world would allow it, the life he would lead as a Jewish man with newborns of his own. But now the matter rests in security's poorly paid hands. And in the Middle East, the judgment hour advances so swiftly that even talk of a two-state solution, of building first the wall, then making the peace, of post-Zionism, and forcing both sides to relocate, all the talk in this world cannot dampen my fear of a world bereft of holiness. Like benediction, relief comes only from immersion in sleep, and in earth yet unclaimed by a long-forgotten dream of peace. A peace that stretches not just from Cairo to Amman, but from Baghdad to Riyadh, Beirut to Damascus, to Jerusalem. All the sacred incendiary points between Salam and Shalom.